This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa legislature has sent an education spending bill to the governor. There's been a lot of talk from lawmakers about changing public assistance. And last week, we had a sudden resignation of a Democratic state senator. With me this morning, as she is most Mondays when the legislature is in session, is Katarina Sestarek, IPR state government reporter. Hello.
Good morning, Clay.
All right. Education funding. Remind us, the parties were split on part of the bill. There was some more unity on inequities of districts. What are the highlights of the bill on the governor's desk?
It's a total of almost $90 million new dollars for K-12 education funding. Part of that is a 2.06% increase to base per student funding. That's the part that Democrats said is not enough. They were pushing for a 3% increase, but Republicans say it's a responsible, sustainable number, and they're calling it part of an ongoing historic investment in public education. Some school advocates are saying that this is enough to keep going for now, but a lot of districts have been on a budget-cutting trend for several years now. The part that Democrats and Republicans agree on is funding to help districts that have disproportionately high transportation costs and others that have lower per student funding than other districts.
Is there any reason you think the governor would not sign this bill?
I don't think so. She's said it's very close to her own proposal. And aside from that, she says she'll keep pushing for extra funding to train teachers to recognize signs of mental illness in students and for STEM programs. But that's separate from the current proposal that she's considering.
Okay. Last week, Republicans talked a lot about creating additional work requirements for food stamps and also eliminating fraud in public assistance, which even the Republican lawmaker with a lot of say on this issue indicated is mostly unfounded. Where do these issues stand as we go into this new week?
Two of these proposals are on the agenda for the full Senate Labor Committee for today. One would require eligibility of people on public assistance programs to be checked and verified at least twice as often as it currently is. There are a lot of questions about if that's even possible with the current system the state has and just how much more of a burden that would put on people. And then there's also another one that'll be considered in committee today, which is has to do with requiring people who get food assistance to comply with child support orders. On another one, it sounded like Senator Jason Schultz, who's taken the lead on these proposals, wanted to consider some changes to a bill that would require some people on food assistance who are exempt from federal work requirements to work. So that seems to be still in the works. And then Schultz also tabled a proposal that would require some Medicaid recipients to work at least 20 hours a week because he's waiting for data from Iowa Medicaid. He said that it might actually be that the large majority of that population is already working.
Okay, we'll watch that. On the issue of healthcare, Governor Reynolds' proposal to allow women to obtain birth control directly from pharmacists without going to a doctor first was released last week. How is that debate shaping up?
On the Republican side, Representative Shannon Lundgren, she is the chair of the House Human Resources Committee, which this bill would have to go through. She didn't really say yet if she supports it or not. She said she has a lot of questions, wants to make sure it's safe for women. But she said her committee is carefully considering the bill because it's a priority of the governor's. And then she had a little bit of an update. She called it a good concept on a local TV station recently. So it's still an open question if Republicans will support this. Democrats seem to be very open to it. Senator Janet Peterson, the Democratic leader, has tried to do this before and it failed to pass the legislature. But it sounds like Democrats will be really focused on preserving the mandate that's currently in the bill that would require insurance to cover birth control that's obtained in this fashion. And they may also take this as an opportunity to highlight the need for more access to all kinds of reproductive health care.
All right. Finally, a longtime Democratic Senator Jeff Danielson suddenly announced he's resigning immediately from the state Senate and the Cedar Falls Fire Department. What's the deal with this?
On Thursday, he abruptly resigned with a one-sentence letter to Senate and House leaders. He has said that he's doing this because he has a new job lined up that won't allow him to stay in the Senate. That new job should be announced early this week. And he was looking to leave the Cedar Falls Fire Department because there's been this ongoing conflict between the department and city officials. So this was his fourth term, and Reynolds will have to call a special election, and it should come up pretty quick because we're in the middle of a legislative session.
Okay, Katarina, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.